Why don't you start off with describing Amendment 4, how you think it would benefit Florida?
So Amendment 4 basically says that that the legislature can exempt from taxation solar panels installed on commercial and industrial property. We already do this for residential property, but for us to get the big bang for the buck, we're going to have to expand this out to larger solar farms, installations on top of Publix and shopping centers and Walmarts and things of that nature. We think that this is the right pathway.
Why now?
Well, I think the timing is right now because the price of solar panels has fallen about 80% in the last 10 years, and we expect it to continue to fall. And so Florida's much more cost competitive. When you look at kind of the states that have really adopted solar, the number one state in the country is Hawaii. Well, it makes sense because Hawaii has to import all of its oil for its electricity. And so the cost of electricity is extremely high in Hawaii. And the access to solar has really lowered the cost of energy for most people who live in that state. And you can kind of see that model follow across the state. Florida's right on the edge of where solar starts to make sense. It's really kind of in that middle of the pack of what it costs around the country. And so it's kind of Florida's time to really look at solar as an option. And I think it'll only get more attractive from here as the price of panels continues to come down.
Walk me through an example of how this would benefit someone who wants to install solar.
Really, the most effective way for us to gather solar is not for people to install panels on the side of their homes, although that's nice for those homeowners. It's really the most efficient way is large-scale solar farms or large rooftop installations.
So let's assume that Amendment 4 reaches the 60% majority it needs to get into the Constitution. Then the legislature has some follow-up work to do.
That's correct. It's got to come back and do the implementing bill, and that's really the fine-tuning of what we should be doing here. Do we carve out certain communities that already have this, communities where they really need that taxable revenue? Those types of conversations will have to take place. You would hate to take a project that's existing in a very small county that was counting on this type of revenue and pull that revenue out. But in order to have that conversation, we have to have the flexibility built into the Constitution. Today, we can't even have the conversation because anything that deals with ad valorem or tangible personal property tax has to go to the voters of the state of Florida.
There will be a solar amendment on the November ballot. This appears on the primary ballot. Is that the reason why, to avoid any confusion?
One, because we had unanimous support through the legislature on this, we were able to make the case that we should have that distance from some of the other questions on solar energy that are going to be decided in November.
You know, you don't have significant or organized opposition to this measure, but you don't have a lot of time either.
It really is the grassroots piece to this. It's really letting those individual constituencies know. But look, when I go back home and I talk to my constituents, solar power is one of the major things that they want to talk about, and why Florida, being the Sunshine State, doesn't have more solar energy. Now they get a say.
Thank you
very
much.
Oh, my pleasure. Great.